Tel Aviv has strongly reacted to an EU ban on dealings with Israeli settlements built on territories it occupied during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Tel Aviv never accepts dictates from other countries over what he calls territorial issues. He says these issues can only be resolved through negotiations. He was reacting to a new directive that bars EU member states from cooperating with what the bloc calls Israeli entities in the occupied West Bank, the Golan Heights, and East Jerusalem al-Quds. Netanyahu is reportedly planning to contact EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton to discuss the directive. Israeli sources say Netanyahu will tell Ashton that the issue could undermine U.S.-led talks with the Palestinian Authority. Let's bring in Professor of Political Science at Al-Najah University, Abd al-Sattar Qassam, who joins us from Nablus. Abd al-Sattar Qassam, it's interesting that we now have EU giving this directive. Where was the EU, though, before in terms of the settlement issue, for example? I mean, is the EU sincere in what it has directed in this? And it's more interesting how Israel has come out, in a sense, threatening that it's going to affect the U.S.-led peace talks with the Palestinian Authority.
Well, and it's very hard to take this seriously from the side of the Europeans. And usually the Europeans make certain statements against the Israeli activities in their land occupied in 1967, but they hardly take any measures. Now they are talking about measures, that is, boycotting any kind of products coming from Israeli settlements, or abstaining from signing certain agreements that deal with the occupied territory of 1967. Would they stick to that? Or are there certain agreements or accords with Israel concerning matters in the West Bank? Well, you know, this kind, yani, we might appreciate it a little bit, but it leads to a very mild tension between Israel and the Europeans. Now, the Europeans, as we understand them, they talk so much and they have the desire to establish a certain kind of a Palestinian entity in the West Bank. But they usually do not honor their statements. They do not take measures against Israel to make a certain kind of influence or to pressure Israel to concede a little bit for the Palestinians. So I personally would say, well, this is just another statement that would not mean anything on the practical, practically. And in the field, we are not going to see anything. Now, is that going to help the Palestinian Authority? Now, the question, the right question, is the Palestinian Authority actually helping itself to get the Israelis out of the West Bank and to establish a certain kind of an independent Palestinian entity? Well, oh, the things are very hard to say, well, they are going in the right way. Neither the Palestinian Authority is serious, nor the Europeans. So I don't expect any ramifications on or any consequences on Israel because of this European decision. Unless the Europeans decide to take hard measures against Israel, I think Israel will not be responsive. And I doubt if the Europeans can do that. They cannot. They are suffering from a very tough Israeli and Zionist influence in Europe, and also from the side of the United States. Until now, the US and Israel monopolize the ideas and the policies concerning the relations with the Palestinians and the relations with the establishment of a Palestinian state. The U.S. and Israel do not allow the Europeans to take a strong part, and I think the Europeans do not have the will to do so. And we can add also that the Europeans are not in total agreement on how to solve the Palestinian problem. They have their own differences, and that has an impact on their ability to take measures or to punish Israel or exert certain pressure on it.
Very well. Thank you so much for that. Abdel Sattar Hossam, professor of political science at Al-Najah University from Nablus. Thank you.